going to with my son in yeshiva, and when I came, he was reading Rav Pinkus' Sefer on Shavuos. So he asked me, how does a person connect to Shavuos? What's the essence of the Shavuos? So I want to talk for just a brief amount of time about what Shavuos is all about. I'll start with a few questions. Shavuos is called Zman Matan Tarosin. Why isn't it called Zman Kabbalah Tarosin? Time of the giving of the Torah, right? Not the time of accepting the Torah. In other words, that seems to be the main idea, is that we accepted the Torah. Why is it referred to as Zman Matan Tarosin? And how do we commemorate Shavuos? Like, what do we do that's special, that reminds us? If you think about Pesach, so when you, especially Leil HaSeder, is a reenactment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You do something very, very unusual. When it comes to Sukkot, we sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. I remember how life is temporary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, the Anani HaKavod. What do we do on Shavuos? So aside from eating cheesecake, what do we do on Shavuos? So we sit and we learn. As my son pointed out to me, he gets a lot more learning on a regular weekday than he does on Shavuos. His davening is late, because we don't start too early. Can't have an early Shavuos, and then by the time the meal, then davening's over, and then you have a Yantav meal. By the time Yantav meal is over, okay, so you go to the Beis Medrash and you start learning. But it's late at night, it's early in the morning, you're tired, you got to get up, you got to walk around, you got to take a snack here and something there, right? The place is advertised who has the best food, that's where you go learn in the Beis Medrash. And then in the middle of the fall asleep, you're not concentrating so much. Finally, okay, you have to get ready to daven Vasikin. If you're in Yerushalayim, so an hour and a half before Vasikin, you have to already get up and start walking to the Kotel. And then, so you daven Vasikin, you're half awake, you're half asleep, you come back, you have Kiddush, you have your cheesecake, and then of course you got to go to sleep, and then finally you wake up and you got a lunch, and then you have to go back to sleep because you really didn't sleep so well. So how much learning do you get though? Like, and this is how we commemorate Shavuos with our learning. It's a lot more than you get in a regular weekday. And so we got the Torah on Shavuos. But the truth is, how much of the Torah do we get on Shavuos? Certain mitzvahs we got before Shavuos, many mitzvahs we get afterwards. Yet all this is focused on Zman Matan Tarasenu. What's Shavuos all about? So I want to offer the following suggestion. And in order to understand Shavuos, I think you have to take a look at Megillas Rus, the story of Rus. The basic storyline we all know. There's this family, father, mother, two sons, they leave Beit Lechem Yehuda, there's a famine. Chazal tell us that they had wealth, but they didn't want to necessarily share their wealth. And they go to Eretz Moab, of all places. The father dies. The two sons marry Moabite women, Ruth and Orpah. Chazal tell us that they were from royalty. They were daughters or descendants of Eglon Melech Moab. And then their husbands die. And we're left with three widows. Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah. And Naomi decides it's time to go back to Beit Lechem Yehuda. Famine is ended. She's going back. And Ruth and Orpah say to her, "No, I'm going to go with you." And she says to them, "Why are you going with me? What do I have to offer you?" And Naomi's right. She has nothing to offer them. Zero. What are you going to do? You're going to come back. You're widows. I'm penniless. All the wealth is gone. You're going to become beggars. To join the Aniyim in collecting leket shechacha and peyah, that's a life. And frankly, you know, who's going to necessarily want to marry you? A penniless widow, Moabite convert. What future do you have? And Naomi's really right. And Orpah listens to Naomi and goes back to Moab. Stays in Moab. And Ruth says, "No, I'm going to go with you." Why does Ruth insist on going back with Noam? So I think if you take a look at the Megillah,
which says
there may be three different issues that are driving Rus. Where you go, I go. Where you rest, I'm going to rest. I'm staying with you. So at first glance, what seems to be here is Rus doesn't want to abandon her mother-in-law. She's an excellent daughter-in-law. She says, I'm not going to leave you alone. But you're going to go back. You're going to travel by yourself. You're going to live by yourself. I'm going to stay with you. And in essence, Chazal tell us that Rus is a great deal about chesed. And there's a certain chesed that Rus does with her mother-in-law. But it's more than that. Because then she says, Amech ami, your nation is my nation. Evidently, Rus wants to be part of Am Yisrael. What did she see that she wants to be part of Am Yisrael? She probably saw certain things about Noah. Maybe certain tzniut, because we know that Moab's story, Benot Moab, Moab was parodes by Rayot. Maybe there's a certain tzniut in Naomi that she saw that she wanted to be part of. Maybe a certain chesed that she learned. We know that Moab were not Balei Chesed. Bnei Yisrael traveling in the Midbar, and Moab refused to offer them food and drink. And maybe she said, no, Bnei Yisrael, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomli Chasadim. I want to be part of that nation. But then there's one other thing. Bashar Tuchi Eleich, Bashar Talini Alin, Amechami Velokayach Alokai. She wants to have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. Your God should be my God. I don't want to go back to the Avodah Zarah, to the various gods and to the religion of Moab. I want a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the only way to have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, a true, close relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, is by living a life of Torah. And therefore, Chazal tell us that at this point in time, Rus, so to speak, is reconfirming her geirus. She says, I want to be part of this nation because I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be my Elokim. Elokai HaKadosh. And that desire to have a relationship, a close relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, is, I think, the essence of what Shavuos is about. We got mitzvot before Matan Torah. We got mitzvot after Matan Torah. What happened on Vav Sivan? What happened on the Shavuos? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, I want to give you my Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us amongst every other nation and said, the Torah is meant for you. I want to give you my Torah. It's my most precious possession and I want to share it with you. And on that original day of Matan Torah, there was this unbelievable sound and light show. A sense of Hashras HaShchina, the Shchina Yisroreid on Har Sinai, an event that was unique in the whole history of the human race, from Sheshes and Mebreshes until now. Nothing like this ever occurred. But Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, entered into a marriage, as Chazal described it. There was this unbelievable closeness that existed. Rashi and Yisrael tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu is transferring messages back and forth before Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael say, no, we want to accept the Torah. Quotes Chazal, we say, Ritzoneinu l'rosas malkeinu. Our desire is, we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, they don't want to literally see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yirani yadav v'chai. But they want that sense of closeness. They want that close relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, it wasn't so much the Kabbalah HaTorah. It's what's the Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, I am going to give you my Torah. Because you're my most precious nation. You're an Am Segula, you're a treasured people, and I'm going to share with you and with no one else that treasure. And that's what Shavuos is about. It's about the fact that we have this tremendous ratzon to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jitzoneinu L'Rosas Malkeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from amongst all the nations of the world. I'm going to give you my Torah. I'm going to share with you my most precious possession. So we stay up all night. And our actual learning isn't so great. Why do we do that? Because Shavuos morning is a sort of reenactment of that Matan Torah. So Mefarshim explained that that's one of the reasons why we stand for Aseres HaDibros. In some communities, they sit for Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, but you stand for Aseres HaDibros when it comes to Shavuos. Because Shavuos, we're reenacting Vayamo Dam, the Am stood around Har Sinai. And when you're looking forward to a most unbelievable event, you can't go to sleep the night before. And the logic of, maybe I should sleep now and get up a little bit later and I'll learn better and I'll have a chavrusa. Logic plays no role. It's that emotion that's driving you. You want to be there. You want to see it. So of course we prepare by learning and of course we should try to learn as much as we can. But the Ikar is that reenactment of that moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yored on Har Sinai and gave us the Torah. That moment. That marriage, so to speak. It's what we look forward to reenacting every Shavuos. And that's what Shavuos is about. We learn this from Rus. In many ways it makes perfect sense that Rus becomes the matriarch of Malchus Beis David and eventually of Melech HaMashiach. Why do we want so much? Why do we look forward so much to Yemos HaMashiach? Just so that we can live an easier life, so that the goyim won't beat us up, so that things will be quieter, security, safety. Because in Yemos HaMashiach, there'll be this tremendous feeling of Hashras HaShchina. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be palatable. Will no longer be a sense of Shechinta begaluta, that the Shechinta is in galus. The Shechinta has returned to us, and we've returned to the Ribono Shel Olam. And we will have that very close relationship that we so desired. The relationship that Rus desired. She became that prototype. She deserved to be the Ima Shel Malchus, and eventually, the matriarch of the family of Melech HaMashiach. So that's what I think Shavuos is about. Cheesecake is tasty. Learning is important. But most of all, to feel that sense, that desire of Ritzoneinu L'Rosas Malkeinu, that we just want to have this close relationship with Ribono Shel Olam.